Today's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Roger Gilmartin, Special Advisor to Cotton USA Solutions. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The whole mission of CCI is basically to support the sales of US cotton outside of the USA around the world. That's our whole reason to be. The idea being this, that if we teach people how to get the best out of the cotton, which is the best in the world, if you know how to use it properly, you'll get better value, you'll get higher efficiency. And the idea is that if we can actually help people to achieve those objectives, they will buy more US cotton. But really, the people that benefit from it are the farmers. Because at the end of the day, if we sell more US cotton, and remember, was it last year, we grew 20 million bales in the USA, and we use about 3.5, max 4 in the US. The rest of it, we have to sell around the world against competition from some big growers like ourselves. That's our whole mission, increase the sales of US cotton. And ultimately, that's to the benefit, obviously, of all our constituents, the farmers, the ginners, the merchants, and all the other guys who help to support this program. We've got a number of independent research studies that show that when you actually process US cotton, it has characteristics that, first of all, make it run better in the mill. So you get less waste. In a modern textile mill, raw material cost is probably 70% of the total cost. So if you can help somebody by using US cotton, they will get a better yield just by using US cotton. But we can even help them to do better. We just did a job last year in China with a major Chinese mill where we produced for them, in the time we were there, annual savings of $1.5 million by improving their yield, by reducing the waste that they had in the blow room and in other processes. And, you know, when that's such an important part of your cost, that's a massive impact financially. So we try and help people to do that.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Since COVID, where we haven't been able to travel, we've been using some Microsoft technology, using a thing called the HoloLens, where basically we can actually be as present in the mill as we would do if we were there physically. The technology is fantastic, so we can see what's going on. We have somebody in the mill wearing the headset, and we're all online connected as though we were there. We've always done mill studies. Those are where there are special projects that our customers, and from the feedback we get from them, that we think need investigation. And so CCI hires outside independent consultants to carry out research projects. We've been doing that for a number of years. This year, we're doing 3 projects, one to do with looking at the impact of elongation in the fiber and how it impacts performance in the weave room. Another is looking at the impact of NEPs on yarn quality and then garment quality. Because of the way we harvest our cotton in the US, machine picked and saw ginned, we do create more NEPs than some of competitive cottons. But they're mostly mechanical nets, which can be dealt with during processing. So we've been doing a project to demonstrate that to people. We've been using a consulting company out of Indonesia. And then we're also working with an environmental consulting company to take a previous research project that we've done, which has shown the technical and financial advantages of using US cotton over Brazilian and other cottons, and trying to turn that into an environmental story.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We invite certain key customers from each of the countries where we work to join a tour. And one of our, what we call our signature mills, one of our special partners, they will host a tour of executives from other mills in other countries. And people get to tour the mill, and then they all get to sit and exchange ideas. Like the last one, we had 2 parts to it. We did the first part of the tour in Thailand and then in a mill in Vietnam. And then the second part of the tour was in a mill in India and a mill in Pakistan. Those are very popular because not only do people get to learn things, but they form business relationships with guys in other countries.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
During the lockdown, when none of us could travel, we wrote a best practices manual for US cotton. It's got about 15 different modules in it. And when we finished that, we turned these into mill mastery courses. We are now offering these to mills. We offer them a choice of subjects all the way through the processing chain, but with other things like profitability and industrial engineering and quality control. And we try and teach their personnel about how to get the best out of US cotton. And then this year, all those different offerings have been brought together under now this new brand that we're calling Cotton USA Solutions. The idea of that is basically to link these services. In order to get or avail of these services, you now have to be a Cotton USA licensee.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think it's important, obviously, because, as I say, as the US domestic industry has retracted, we do have to find the markets for our cotton. It is a better fiber. In doing that, we think we can help to sell more US cotton around the world, and that will benefit all the stakeholders that are part of the National Cotton Council and our people that support us. If I could give one message to your farmers, is that as many of the farmers and the ginners that will sign up to the protocol, the easier it will make our job. Sustainability now, it's not just a buzzword. It's what people, brands, retailers are looking for. The more farmers we've got producing Trust Protocol cotton, the better the story is.